She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
You know, Andrea, I always say laughter is the best medicine, and our next guest has made me laugh for years on the wonderful show Arrested Development. He's on a great HBO show now, Family Tree. I loved him in New Adventures of Old Christine, so much more. The fantastic Ed Begley Jr. Yay! Hi, Ed.
Thank you, Andrea. Awesome. Lisa, thank you for having me on.
Oh, thanks for coming on, Ed.
It's so great, Ed, to have you on. There's so much to talk about. Let's jump into your new soda line, Begley and Bills. I love soda, but I stopped drinking it years ago, so this really excites me. Tell us all about it.
I stopped drinking soda for the same reason years ago. I believe the same reason. I just didn't want that high sugar content in Coke and all the other stuff that wasn't healthy and those kinds of soft drinks, traditional soft drinks, so I stopped drinking them. And then along came this guy, Bill Sabo, had this line of natural flavors and what have you. He said, I want to do a soda with you guys. If you will, vet it for me and make sure we have the best taste and the best flavors, and it's all going to be natural, no sugar, but certainly no saccharine or any of that kind of chemical stuff that was replacement for sugar when I was a young boy, and that stuff is no good. That's the wrong way to go. But no sugar, zero calories, great taste, and sweetened with natural stuff, which turns out to be erythritol and stevia. And the flavors are great, and, people are really enjoying it.
Yeah, that's amazing, Bill. Ed, I know Bill. I know Nature's Flavors really well, and they're such an amazing company to work with. So I'm so happy when I heard that they teamed up with you. And what I love about the drink or the soda is that they taste amazing. So when it comes to diet drinks, some people may not like the flavor of certain natural diet drinks or maybe diet drinks in general, but these taste delicious, as you mentioned. So fantastic product line. I encourage everyone listening to really to try it out. So Ed, if you could tell people where they could find it, that would be amazing.
You can go to Nature's Flavors, if you can remember that or write that down, Nature's Flavors, or you can go to edbegley.com, myname.com, edbegley.com, and there's a click through there that takes you right to all the sodas and all their wonderful products. So check it out. It's good stuff. And, I always try to promote the greenest products in energy efficiency and transportation and everything. And this soda line is something I'm very, very proud of.
Do you have a favorite flavor?
Yeah, I like the cream soda.
Me too.
I love cream soda.
Yeah, it really is good.
Ooh. Oh, that's great. Now, speaking of green, talk to us about this incredible green home, your dream home that you're building with your lovely wife, Rochelle, in Los Angeles.
Well, in 1988, years before I met Rochelle, I bought this home, a 1936 energy inefficient home that I set about making more energy efficient with great success. And we featured that renovation, that, change, that upgrade, if you will, on the show Living with Ed for three seasons. And that was, I think, quite successful as a project and as a show. It influenced a lot of people to try green things all across America and the world. So I was happy with that. But then we decided to show what you could do with new construction. Rochelle had been hounding me for years about more closet space because this is a very tiny house that I bought when I was a single person. Now we have a teenager sharing the same bathroom with her mother. It was kind of starting to be a problem. So we talked about doing a renovation here in this lot. It was out of scale with the neighborhood. So we found a home that we could renovate, we thought, about a mile east of us. And then it turned out we couldn't do what we needed to, with, hence the new project and the new show on Begley Street that is about doing a home from the ground up, to take a vacant lot to recycle the old home. We didn't want to take that old home and destroy all that work put into that 1936 home a mile east of us. Either we wanted to, there's a lot of embedded carbon and work and energy in that. You don't want to throw that in the landfill. So we had to find ways to recycle that. We got Habitat for Humanity to take all the easy pickets, the doors, the windows, the stove, the microwave. And then another company came in and took all the, the bricks and the wood and everything out of it. We recycled 96% of the existing home.
Wow. That's
and now
incredible.
We're building a home, the way a new home should be built in 2013, which is big, thick walls, passive solar design, lots of rainwater catchment underground, 10 kilowatts of solar, gray water, and on. I won't bore you with all the details, but everything you can do in 2013 with new home construction, which is a lot.
That's incredible. You actually just answered the question I was thinking about. What exactly does it mean to have a green home in addition to the recycling? But you just listed off a couple of things. What was it, gray water? Is that one of the ones you just said?
The gray water, you take the water. You can't take it from toilets. That's considered black water, and other like your garbage disposal. There's too much organic matter in those pipes. But you take it from the shower, from the laundry machine, from the bathroom sink. That water is called gray water because it's mostly water with a little bit of lint or hair, other things in it, but it's very easy to filter that out. So we have it flowing by gravity down to a berm, an area that filters it naturally with different mulch and soils and rock and what have you. Then it goes out to the fruit orchard. So you are, with a very simple process, fed by gravity only, no holding tanks and things like that. I've tried gray water before, and it can be a problem to put it in the tank and store it for later irrigation use. It goes what they call anaerobic, the bacteria that thrives in the absence of oxygen. And so it can smell and clog and what have you. So this one is fed just by gravity using natural processes in the yard, and it works very well. So that's gray water. We have 10,000 gallons of rainwater catchment stored underground in a huge tank, so we'll capture our rainwater as well.
So, Ed, what got you interested in the first place in living this green lifestyle?
It really came from my dad. He was a conservative that liked to conserve. He had lived through the Great Depression. He was the son of Irish immigrants. He never used the word environmentalist, but he was one. We turn off the lights, turn off the water, save string and save tin foil. And so when he died very close to the first Earth Day, I did a lot of stuff to honor him, if you will. I started recycling. I started composting. Keep in mind, I'm a broken, struggling actor then, and my dad is gone. I don't have my wonderful father to help support me anymore, so I had to do it all on the cheap. And so I did all this very inexpensive stuff, riding a bike for transportation, taking public transportation, composting, gardening, everything I did in a real budget. And lo and behold, as my dad kind of promised, if I did it right, I not only was protecting the earth, I was saving money.
And so great.
I stayed with it from 1970. I started the first Earth Day in 1970. I even bought an electric car in 1970, a Taylor-Dunn electric car, and it didn't go very far very fast, but I drove it. It was cheaper than buying gasoline.
You were so ahead of your time.
Oh, that's so cool. Ed, one of the things I definitely want to mention is I am so loving Family Tree. I'm crushed that the season just ended. I'm hoping for another season.
Me too.
Love it. It's another fantastic Christopher Guest creation. Talk to us a little bit about the improv and also about some of your other work. Of course, I have to mention I also loved you in 6 Feet Under. You've been in all my favorite shows, Ed. It's amazing.
Bless you. I love all those shows, too. I've been very lucky to work with such good people. Chris Guest has a wonderful way of working. He does all the work. He and Eugene Levy and Best in Show and Mighty Wind and Waiting for Guffman and For Your Consideration, they wrote the treatment. That's what takes a long time to write. Jerry and Cookie Fleck try to check in the hotel. The credit card doesn't work. That's from Best in Show. And,
I love that.
That kind of is that sets up that scene that we do. But then when you do the scene, then it's all improv, working with the great Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara and Michael Higgins. So in Family Tree, there was actually, when I think about it, there's a lot more detail in this one. They came up with a thing about me talking about, the general category, not the dialogue, but talking about, the people living on the moon and what have you, that there's actually life forms there on the moon. They made up props. They made up those props that you saw that had Dealey Plaza and all that stuff. They kind of, they did a lot of the work for me. And you fill in the dialogue, but there was actually, some jokes written by Jim and Chris Guest in this case. Usually it's more of an outline, but they did a little bit more in this one. So it was just
amazing, easy
to come and have a party with Chris O'Dowd and all those other wonderful people.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ed. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but thank you for being on our show.
I understand Alan Arkin is going to be on too. Shout out to Alan.
We will. Bye. Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and Naturally Savvy, where we keep you informed and up to date.